Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Environmental programs all across Michigan are in danger from budget cuts, not just the spending cuts in President Trump's budget proposal, but state cuts as well. It's a 1-2 punch that has environmental groups in Michigan very worried. The Michigan Environmental Council and the Michigan League of Conservation Voters commissioned public sector consultants to do a study, examine what we would lose if these programs are cut or eliminated. James Clift is a policy analyst with the Michigan Environmental Council. James, let's start at the federal level. We have heard very clearly the president's budget would completely eliminate money for the Great Lakes Restoration Project. And at the same time, there's a $2.6 billion cut to the budget of the EPA. What would we lose in Michigan from that?
Yeah, so if you look at the EPA budget overall, about half of the money they get goes back to the states in the form of grants. So if you eliminate 25% of their funding, that's going to be felt at the state level. And that really is the core of our Michigan programs. We get approximately $150 million a year in these EPA grants. And these are the clean water program, the clean air program. These are people on the street that go to make sure that companies are in compliance with their permits to discharge air pollution or water pollution into our environment. These are the ones who are looking at brownfield contaminated sites and trying to make sure the communities around them are protected. Efforts to address, you know, hazardous algae blooms in Lake Erie. All of these programs get some of that federal money. So if that gets chopped, that's going to be layoffs, and that means that there's not going to be that level of oversight and not going to be that level of comfort that we're doing what we need to do to protect our communities.
And then at the state level, we're seeing lawmakers in Lansing trimming the DEQ budget?
Yeah, so they've cut an extra $10 million out of the state budget. And what's really, really disturbing in my mind, they're assuming $30 million extra dollars from the federal level as part of their budget. Not a cut, but they're actually assuming an increase in federal funding. We're really worried that that's not going to happen. We're going to see a cut instead. And then on top of that, a cut of another $10 million, these programs are really going to suffer.
And particularly, what are some of the state efforts that you fear?
Yeah, so one of the big issues has been this contaminated property cleanup program, where we have been relying on Clean Michigan Initiative money. That was bond money passed by the voters in 1998. Those monies have now been exhausted. So that program is seeing a significant kind of reduction in effort to make sure that those sites are clean. And we've seen a number of problems across the state with these old legacy sites. In the city of Ann Arbor, the Gelman Science site, where they're tracking this plume and people have to keep pulling people off their drinking water wells. Up in Oscoda, Michigan, Air Force Base up there has a contaminated plume. These are old contaminated sites where we really haven't been paying enough attention to them and the impact that they might be having in our community. So that program is subject to cut. The oil and gas oversight program, so these are the people that oversee oil and gas drilling in Michigan. That program is seeing a significant shortfall.
And then as you talk about that, I think of the Superfund program, but that's going to have a 30% cut, or at least it's proposed.
It is. And, you know, there are a lot of these are the legacy programs of what are we doing with the contamination that is left over from our industrial age. But still, if we don't get it now, it is our communities to get exposed. And unfortunately, we've had the Department of Health and Human Services come in and evacuate buildings because contaminated groundwater comes in contact with the foundation. These toxic fumes seep into the basement, and they've had to evacuate buildings because of those toxic fumes. So paying attention to those old sites, figuring out where they are, getting them cleaned up so that communities can know that their air is safe, that their water is safe, I think is a big part of the programs that are going to be hurt by these budget cuts.
We're hearing this theme from so many groups. I've been talking with them, and here you are with this new study spelling out how it could hurt Michigan. Do you truly believe that Congress and state lawmakers are willing to rethink the proposed cuts? And politically speaking, is that even possible, given that the president's party controls Congress and the state legislature?
We hope that they rethink them. We hope they revisit them. They usually do some adjusting as they kind of go through the year. Either they end up with less money, you know, or sometimes they end up with more money. But the fact that they're putting money into the rainy day fund, which is good, but the bottom line is that, okay, at what expense? You know, at what risk are we trying to sock that money away? And are these programs really doing the job that we're asking them to do? And let's be creative. You know, should we be thinking about another bond program to get more money available here? Or should we be thinking about different ways to fund these programs? I like to show people the Minnesota model, where they dedicated a portion of their sales tax to environmental programs and protecting communities across the state. That was a 25-year commitment that voters in the state of Minnesota made to make sure their communities are safe. I think Michigan needs to explore long-term funding mechanisms like that to have that same level of comfort to make sure that the air and water is safe to be around and swim in, to breathe, all of those things.
Well, those of you who want to reach out, listening to us talk, and want to reach out to our state legislators and to our members of Congress, you can get all the information you need by reading the report. Just go to the Michigan Environmental Council website, environmentalcouncil.org. James Clift, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.